Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
All right, good afternoon and welcome to Flavor Coffee House. I am so very excited this afternoon to introduce to you and welcome to the Pacific Northwest an amazing, amazing, gifted and talented photographer that goes by the name of Raynell, all the way out of Louisiana, transport to here in the Pacific Northwest. His business is called Kryptonian Photos. And I just wanted to bring him on the air today and introduce him to you, to the Pacific Northwest, and honestly across the United States and across the globe. He is a talent that you should get to know and recognize. His photos are not just the typical type of photos. I honestly call it art. So let me bring Raynell in. Raynell, are you there?
Lady Flavor, yes, I am. Yes, I am.
All right. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House. I've never asked you if you drink coffee.
Oh, I love coffee. I mean, I can drink it every day, but I kind of like it sweet, though.
Okay. Do you drink drip coffee with lots of sweetener in it? Do you go for the latte things?
I love lattes and frappes and cafes and all that. I love it. I love it.
Too bad I don't have my physical coffee house anymore. Too bad I can't hook up that espresso machine I got on the counter because
I would chill all day up in the coffee house just chilling and thinking, brainstorming, jotting stuff down. And, you know, that's how I do. So, yeah, what's going on?
I would love that. So I'll just kind of give a brief story, Raynell, about how I came to know you. And then, you know, I'll go into, you know, letting you kind of tell a bit about your story as a photographer and the other talents that you have. But I came to know Raynell through my business partner, L.A., Roderick Johnson, who is the co-founder of Flava News. And he's like, Flav, you need to check out my boy. You know, I grew up with him, and man, he is talented. And so, you know, he started showing me photos, and it's just absolutely amazing. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, okay, this isn't just the typical photography. This is honestly art. And, I don't know if you'll tell any secrets. I don't really know how you create the images to look the way they do. It's almost like they're three-dimensional or something. But I have to tell you, you know, it's absolutely amazing. And then when L.A. told me that you were considering moving up here, I was just like, no way. You know, that can't be possible. So now that you're here, you've only been here about 2 weeks, right?
2 weeks. Sunday is going to make 2 weeks, yep.
Okay, 2 weeks. We've already had you busy, huh?
Oh, my. I'm just two weeks. And I went to bed at 5 a.m., this morning, so yeah, rolling.
Yeah, he's been a busy, busy man. And why don't we talk about your photography, how you got started, and start there.
All right. Let's see. I got started in photography. I've always wanted to do it, right? You know, I mean, ever since I can remember, little kid, teenager, whatever, I've always been fascinated with art. And I guess as I got older, you know, I made up my mind that I was eventually going to get into photography, but I had saved it. I was going to save it until I was like 55, 60 years old, you know, for some reason. I don't know why, but I was. So I was just at work one day and got a call from L.A. and he told me he got a new camera and he described it to me and everything. And I was like, damn. I said, hold on. I'm tired of this right now. I got a good job making, you know, X amount of dollars, you know, over $50,000 a year, got everything I need, you know, apartment, car, my son doing fine. Let me go ahead on and get me one. So I went ahead on and got me a camera, and it's just like like I've been shooting for forever. People always ask me how long I've been shooting, and like right now it's been maybe like a year and a half, but it was like less than a year when I started, and it was like, man, it looked like you've been shooting forever. And I was like, I just
exactly.
jumped in.
I would agree.
I already knew. I've always had the eye. I've been taking eyes with my pictures since forever. I mean, pictures with my eyes since forever, right?
I understand.
So,
yeah.
I got a camera. Yeah. It's just jump right into it. It's just always been a fascination of mine. I love it. I love art. And the fact that you say that when you see my stuff, it reminds you of art is really a compliment to me, because that's why, that's what I do, and that's what I think separates me from these other cats, you know? I don't just shoot beautiful women with their booty tootied up in bathing suits, bikinis or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's not the lane I'm trying to go in right there. I'm on the lane to be a celebrity fashion photographer, and I guess I'm there because I shot Danny Glover last week. That's the A-list, you know, celebrity right there.
There you
so,
go, exactly.
You know, yeah, you know, you do what you need to do to get where you want to get, and you don't stray, and you stay yourself, and eventually you're going to get there. That's how I feel. So.
I think that you have your talent speak for itself. And, you know, right now, could you tell people where they could actually go? We do have some people that are listening live. We've got people actually in the chat room also. Mm-hmm. But can you tell people where they could go and check out your work online?
They can go to multiple places, but I'm going to break them down to you. I have a site. My own site is KryptonianPhotos.com. That is K-R-Y, P as in Paul, T as in Ted, O-N as in Nancy, I-A-N as in Nancy, photos.com, photos with an F. I also have my Facebook page. You can search facebook.com/KirklandRandall. And I'm also working on a new website. I'll give you all the information on that one later because it's under construction right now. But I just got a bunch. Oh, also, Model Mayhem. If anybody's familiar with Model Mayhem, I also have a Model Mayhem page, which is modelmayhem.com/KryptonianPhotos. So I'm out there everywhere. Just getting my stuff out.
All right. I really would encourage, you know, even while you're listening to this interview, I would really encourage you to go check out his work. If you are a friend of mine on Facebook, you know I've been blasting about Raynell for the last couple of days. So I've got plenty of postings on my wall that you can click on, and it'll take you to different locations where you can check out his work, because it is definitely worth, you know, experiencing. As he was stating, you know, he doesn't take the normal type of pictures, and I'm sure that he's very capable of doing just, you know, just, you know.
If I took those pictures, I would be the best. I would be like the absolute best if I took those types of pictures, those eye candy shots, you know, model, video vixen type things, because, hey, I used to do that anyway, but I just don't do that type of stuff, so.
But I, let me see, where do I want to start? I wish that honestly we had like the Ustream going or something so we could show them some visuals while we're doing this interview. That would be absolutely amazing. That's something maybe we should, check into next time around that we do this. Because I just want to tell everybody, not only here in the Pacific Northwest, now that you've relocated here, I want everybody to know about you and check out your art, because I swear it is definitely worth checking out. So why don't you tell us about the process and what kind of brought you from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, up here to the Pacific Northwest?
Oh, man. How long are we supposed to be on this phone? Anyway, L.A., Roderick Johnson, my homeboy, my brother, you know, we called each other B-Fam, you know, brother from another mother. We were raised within each other's homes, so, you know, we're that tight. He's been trying to get me to come up here forever, ever since, you know, you and him got together and started doing and, you know, doing stuff y'all doing and everything. He's been trying to get me to come up here, and I was like, I couldn't do it because I was working these crazy hours, and I had my son and everything at home, and I just was like, okay, man, I'm going to come visit, but I never did it. So, to make a long story short, I asked God for some things to change at my job, and I asked him for some things to change in my life. He found a way to make it all happen within a week. and led me up here to my homeboy, Roderick L.A. Johnson, to do what I needed to do to get where I want to get and become who I want to become. And that is what's happening right now.
That's an amazing story. That's a beautiful story. And I do think that right now it works that way, you know, where, you know, sometimes you turn it over to a higher power and, you know, the doors just kind of open and, you know, lead you and connect you with, you know, the right circumstances and the right people and this and that.
People.
I have to tell you, for me personally, I am so excited about you being here. Like I wrote your mama on your Facebook page. I told her, you know, I'm going to adopt you just like I adopted L.A., you know, because, you know, he's my family too.
And, that was so sweet, yeah.
You know, but it's, you know, I can imagine that it's, you know, challenging for you to be away from your family, you know, and this and that. So I just want you to know, you know, but you've got people up here, you know, that you know, care about you and want to see you succeed and want to help you, you know, with this transition of becoming a part of the Pacific Northwest. So why don't we jump into, why don't you tell people what type of services you can actually provide for them up here in the Pacific Northwest?
Okay, services, photography services. Oh, we do, I'm saying we, but I pretty much do like, I do portraits. You can get portraits done, which are like family portraits, or you just want some portraits of yourself, face shots, head shots. You got some clothes in the closet that you haven't worn because you think you won't look right in them. If you go outside, somebody might say something about you. You don't have to wear them outside. I'll take pictures of you in them, and you can have your, you know, pictures of yourself in those clothes, those outfits, and be like, damn, I look good in this outfit or whatever. So I do portraits. I do fashion shoots with the models and the editorial shoots, the ones that you see in the magazines, the ads, the advertising. I do nudes, artistic nudes. I love art. I love artistic nudes, black and whites. There's some beautiful, beautiful, beautiful things I can do with the black and whites. And I also do, like, special events, parties, bar mitzvahs, weddings, funerals, you know, whatever. I do events like that. I've have some contacts with a lot of event planners that are, like, hooking me up with things. Matter of fact, I made a connection with one last night. And I'm so blessed because everything is, like, within arm's reach. Everything I need is right there. So I'm surrounded by beautiful people, you know, who already just bring me in like I'm part of the family. And it's just, it's ridiculous. It's really, really humbling, and it's really overwhelming sometimes, you know. But I know my steps are ordered, so this is how it's set up. I'm meant
right.
To, yeah, I'm meant to
be. Right.
Those are the services.
Well, I think that right now, I think another thing we should throw out there, which I find so absolutely exciting. First of all, one thing I want to put out there, one of the projects we're kind of exploring with right now is personalized calendars. We've got connections with the soldiers, you know, at Fort Lewis, and, you know, just kind of started thinking, how can we connect the family or sweethearts with their soldiers overseas. So that is
right.
Something that you could consider setting up with Rainel, a photo session to create a personalized calendar to send off to your loved ones. It does not have to necessarily be a, you know, a soldier overseas. You know, it could be anybody.
Right.
You know, we've got Christmas coming up. We got, you know, we've got all kinds of, you know, Valentine's Days, whatever it is. But the one project I really, really want you to speak on is the alter ego.
Alter ego. Oh, man. Everybody loves the alter ego shoots. Alter ego shots. If you're not familiar with the alter ego photo shoot or alter ego photos, it was made popular in Atlanta. There's a show. I don't know if it's still on, but it's called The Housewives of Atlanta. And they pretty much popularized this shoot. Now, what it is, alter ego, is basically you taking a couple of shots in maybe different outfits, different poses, and what I do is I put them on one picture. So, for instance, if you go take a look at Lady Flavor's page, she has one where she's like chilling on the couch, jotting down some ideas or whatever with her glass, reading glasses on, and pretty much in her like at-home state, and across the room on the other couch, she's also on that couch, but she's, you know, in her sexy attire. She has the jeans on, and Yeah, you know, your tight jeans on and your leopard blouse and stuff like that, hair all over your eye and everything, looking sexy. But she's on the picture. Both Lady Flavors are on the same picture, so that's the alter ego. We have the mind tingling Lady Flavor on the couch with the leopard pet. She's even petting the leopard, petting the stuffed leopard. And we have the other Lady Flavor, the workaholic Lady Flavor on the other couch with the pen in her hand, jotting down some ideas. And that's pretty much what the alter ego shoot is. It's you pretty much living out maybe not necessarily a fantasy, but just being someone else that you think you may have rooted deep within yourself, or not even within yourself, just somebody you might like to mimic, you know. Just like Roderick, L.A., he did a scene, an alter ego scene, and many people are familiar with this scene, and when they saw it, it blew them away because it was from New Jack City. It was the scene in New Jack City where Nino Brown was in the conference room with all of his goons sitting at the table, and he was walking around with the dog because something had went down and somebody messed up. So he's like, you know, don't nobody know nothing. So L.A., he did this entire scene by himself. He was like five different people by himself. And it blew. When people saw it, they went crazy, you know. So alter ego is real hot. And one thing about it is Halloween is just around the corner, and, you know, the costume shops have the discounts going and everything. People can go get costumes and whatever, wigs and makeup, and get ready for their alter ego session, you know, get a nice wardrobe going for a discount price and everything, and just have it done. And once you see it, it's going to blow your mind, and it's going to blow everybody who sees it mind, because I'm not just shooting you sitting down parallel, like side by side, looking crazy. I'm shooting you at an angle, in a scene, and it's just looking like real, you know. It's not looking like it's set up. It's not looking like somebody copied you and pasted you onto a picture, you know what I'm saying? No, it's looking like you are actually different people, so that's how mine go.
Exactly. I think that, you know, again, I would really encourage you to, you know, go to Raynell's page on Facebook, or go, well, do you have any of your alter ego pictures on your actual website?
There's actually, yeah, there is there's a folder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would encourage you to go check out these pictures. They are absolutely amazing. I know that the people that were the subjects of the photos were probably had an absolutely amazing fun time doing it. I have to tell you one thing about Raynell. He is very good at directing. I'm not a good model, so I know he didn't have, like, the best of time with me. But
you're lying, y'all. She's lying. Go ahead.
He's very good at directing and actually physically showing you what is the most effective way to pose your body to get the right shot. And, you know, he takes his time, but he's fast. And when he shot my, he calls it an alter ego. I actually call it my split personality, because, you know, my kids tell me, Mama, could you, like, just blend Lady Flavor into Mama, or blend Lady Flavor into Susan, or what?
Yeah.
So I think that my picture is actually my split personality, so it shows Susan and it shows Lady Flavor and, you know, whatever. I absolutely love the picture. I've gotten so many compliments from across the United States on this picture and stuff like that. And you know, I'm just so excited. I'm so grateful at the fact that you even did it with me. It was, and then just to kind of watch the process of how you put it together, because you put it together right here while you were at the house.
Right.
And just the process of experience, you know, you doing it, putting it together and everything, that is something in itself too. So I would really encourage you, if you want something fun, something different, something unique, something that people are going to remember and you're going to remember and want to look back, you know, 10 years, 20 years from now, I would really encourage you to book an alter ego session with Raynell. It could be in your home. It could be on location somewhere. It
right.
could be outdoors, indoors, you know, whatever it is. You can definitely sit down, explore, you know, your ideals and thoughts. He is so creative. You can see his mind working when you talk to him. You know, you throw out one idea, one word, and you can see his mind working, that he's, like, figuring it all out. So So I would encourage you to definitely get with him and set that up. Again, he's here in the Pacific Northwest, everyone. You know, he knows that I'm affiliated with a lot of musicians and artists and this and that, hip-hop artists. And if there's anybody that wants to do a different type of photo shoot, you know, for a CD cover, for, you know, flyers or whatever, he has that capability just to give you a different type of and crisp, unique look that people will look at it and will remember, you know. And so I would encourage you to even, you know, go that direction with him. He has the capabilities of creating amazing flyers, very, very diverse, you know, with what he comes up with flyers. Another thing that happened the other day after he had shot my alter ego, I had received an email from a colleague of mine, somebody that I'm going to be working on a project with, and he wanted me to check out a logo that somebody had designed for their organization. And I opened it up, and I was like, oh, my God, this is, like, horrible. And I turned to Raynell, and I'm like, well, what do you think? And so we started discussing this logo. And I said, you know, what do I do? You know, I need to call him back and give him my input. And he said, just be honest. So I called the gentleman back, and I just told him, I said, you know, this is kind of corny. You know, that's showing my age. I use the word corny.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm like, this is kind of corny. This is, I said, I know what your vision is. I know what it is that you want to do with this organization. This logo does not speak that.
No, it didn't.
And so then he was like, you know, we got to do a photo shoot in just a few days, and oh, my God, what do we do? And, you know, you have any suggestions? I said, well, you know, my friend who is a photographer, graphic designer, he's sitting here right, you know, right here with me. And so I ended up putting Raynell on the phone. Next thing you know it, you know, he's getting an email from this gentleman, you know, and bam, he created something that is absolutely perfect for this organization. And he saved the day. They're out there doing their photo shoot. They had banners made, everything with this logo that Raynell created. And what? It was less than a 24-hour turnaround, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I created the logo in maybe like 40 minutes, so yeah. I mean,
yeah, 40
he was,
minutes.
No, he,
but I mean, from like the contact.
Yeah.
From when he contacted you. It was amazing. He is so happy right now.
He was blown away, and I appreciate it, yeah.
He was, and so he's like, I am going to refer him, you know, to all the people. He wants you to actually be a part of the team of creating things for their organization. I didn't tell you that.
Right. He told me.
Oh, he told you? Okay.
Yeah, he told me.
So I put that out there to just let you know how much of a professional Raynell is. You give him an idea. Again, if you say just a few words, he visualizes. You know, he hears it, he feels it, and he then all of a sudden, you know, gets on his computer or laptop and creates it. And, you know, he created that logo in a very short amount of time, and he met the deadline of what this organization needed to get it to their project manager or whatever it was to get it to go to print. And it was perfect. I was just telling L.A., yesterday, like, if you had had, you know, 2 weeks' time to create this, I don't think you could have necessarily came up with something better, huh?
I don't think so. Maybe not. It may not have necessarily been better, you know, but because that was as good as it get looks like, you know, that was like perfect, just like you said, it was perfect. And when I saw it and when I was doing it, I was like, yeah, I need this. Okay, let me do this. And the finished product, I was like, that's it. Wow, I can see that everywhere. I can see it on T-shirts. I can see it on banners. I can see it on business cards. And it was just awesome.
And trust me, I think that you are going to be seeing your logo on all those things. He was just so blown away. You know, even today he was texting me saying, thank you. You know, he's like, Flav, you came through for me. You gave me the hookup. I said, That's how we do it.
That's right. We all action. We action. We not talking. We action. So
yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So, I know basically we had talked about, you know, you being on here about 30 minutes, so we're actually 25 minutes into it. I don't know if there's anything else that you want to share as far as your photography. I don't know if you want to talk about any other hidden talents that you have.
We'll save the hidden talents for another show. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind everybody, that to just go against the grain sometimes, you know, do what you want to do, follow your dreams, and it's gonna happen. You know, God knows what you want, so that's that. Now, as far as the alter ego shoots go, you guys need to get them booked as soon as possible because a lot of people want them. And the sooner you get them booked, the sooner you get in with it. And the sooner you can get your outfit, the sooner you can get your wardrobe changed, and the sooner you can have the time of your life. You can just contact me, like I said, at KryptonianPhotos@gmail.com. So once again, Kryptonian Photos, which is KRY, P as in Paul, T as in Ted, O N as in Nancy, I A N as in Nancy, F O T as in Ted, O S. @gmail.com. Hit me up for any type of photography, any type of logos you might want to get done, anything you want to do, just give me a call. Give me an email, shoot me an email, and we can get it done. And I'm telling you, it's going to be top-notch product. That's the only thing we do is top-notch products over here. So,
exactly. Before you leave the air, I just want to just check and see if there's anybody in the listening audience that wants to give a call in. So if you have any questions or comments, if you've seen Raynell's work, or you want to talk to him about techniques, feel free to call in right now at 347-857-1189 and speak to the man himself. Again, Raynell, I am so happy to have you a part of the Flava News team. This is something that's very separate from Kryptonian photos. You know, I'm not trying to take your personal identity away. So, I know that, you know, you've agreed to, you know, be a part of what we're trying to do and create through Flava News with LA and I. And I appreciate that. It fuels me even more. You know, sometimes, you know, God just sends you something that just tells you know, this is what you're meant to do, and you're kind of like one of those signs, you know, that came into my life. Like,
you have to recognize.
This is just real. This is, you know, we were meant to meet. I mean, it's just like when I met LA, you know, it was like kind of a fluke, you know, and we sat down, and ever since that very first meeting, it went from there, and things have grown, and you know, things are evolving. You know, he's such a visionary. You know, he talks about this all the time. See, Flav, I saw this. I saw this, Kirk, you know, coming, and I saw this. And so
the prophet. That's what I call the prophet. That's what he is, because that guy, damn.
Yeah.
He'll say something.
Definitely.
And 4 hours later, you know, it'll come into fruition. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I have to tell you, he was talking to me on the phone before the show, you know, giving me, like, he was all pumped up about, you know, something I'm sure he'll talk to you about later on. And yeah, I need that. I love that. I love having that around me. And I have to tell you that, you know, the family is putting together their alter egos.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know, they want to book their sessions too. So, you know, even Little Miss Kimura, you know, she wants to book her baby alter ego session. So,
right, little cutie, let's get it in.
Well, Raynell, I really appreciate you stopping by, giving me this opportunity to help, you know, people, you know, get a little bit more familiar with you, if nothing else, get to hear, you know, that amazing voice of yours. And, you know, again, I really encourage everybody to go check out his work, whether you're in the Pacific or Northwest or not. His work is something really, really worth, you know, taking a look at, and it's art. And he, you know, he can create art out of your, taking a picture of your baby to, you know, flowers to
whatever,
an alter ego to, you know, whatever, you know, and he does do some absolutely amazing sensual nude art. It's beautiful. It is absolutely stunning, you know, the type of work that you would hang on your wall.
Right.
So you know, get at him at KryptonianPhotos.com. Uh-oh, there goes my virus database. And if you if nothing else, if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, just go to my wall. I've got his different folders, his website posted up there. You can click on that and check out his work. It is definitely worth it. To those of you that are here in the Pacific Northwest, man, get at him, start booking, because he's getting busy. I didn't really realize that we would have him this busy since he's arrived only like 2 weeks ago to the Seattle area. And, you know, back to back, some things are happening. But I have to say that his work is quality and people already in the Pacific Northwest are recognizing that he's somebody that they want to do, you know, work with. And on top of the fact that he does quality work, he is a quality person to do the work with. Very business, very professional, and extremely, extremely creative. So, Raynell, thank you so much for coming by the coffee shop today. I look forward to having you back in the very near future, and maybe you'll share some of your other hidden talents with the listeners. And, again, why don't you throw out your website and your email address where people can get a hold of you?
Okay, it's going to be, the website is KryptonianPhotos.com, KryptonianPhotos.com. And the same KryptonianPhotos@gmail.com is the email. So everybody, y'all just give me a holler and get it done, and I'm telling you, I'm just going to have you looking lovely, just like you want to look.
All right. Sounds good.
I have my friend right here looking lovely as she always looks, my lady, I always call her.
I might even find me a man at the age of 50, but that's something we'll talk about later. you made me kind of good. I was like, whoa, okay.
That's you. That's
see?
All you. That's
sexy,
all you.
Sexy, huh? Anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
But anyway, thank you so much for coming by the coffee house, and I know I'll be seeing and talking to you soon. All right,
sure.
Take care now.
All right, have a good one.
Bye-bye. All right, I want to thank everybody who came out to listen to the show live, to those that come back and listen to the archives. You're definitely welcome to hang out with me. I'm just going to play some music the next 25 minutes or so, because I just feel in the mood, you know, and that's how Lady Flava does it. So with that said, let me scroll down here and see what I can come up with to play for your listening pleasure. There's an amazing saxophone player that I would love to play for you right now. His name is Alfonso Blackwell, and this is his piece called Human Nature. Now, I'd love to share a piece with you by a dear, dear friend of mine that goes by Lyrical Disciple out of South Carolina. This piece was also produced by a dear friend of mine who goes by the name of Pop, and he has a recording business for spoken word artists out of the Baltimore area. But he can work with anybody around the globe. That's not a problem. He produced this piece. It was produced by Pop's Productions, and this is Lyrical Disciple with her piece called Femininity Walking.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Now I want to take you across the globe. I want to play for you a track by an amazing, talented singer, songwriter, musician. He goes by the name of Chameleon. He's out of Switzerland, and his piece is called Don't Think Twice.
Yeah. Bright light is seeping through the dark. fight. How long can you last? Don't you see you better learn and find out how it works. It's a mystery to those of you who act like mindless jerks. What you don't know won't hurt you, they say, till it's time for you to take that ride. What you don't know won't harm you anyway. Maybe time for you to take my advice. Don't think twice. Don't think twice. Don't think twice. No, no.
Now to bring you back to the Pacific Northwest, my hometown, Seattle, Washington, let me give you a little bit of Tiffany Wilson's flavor. This is her piece called Top of the Building.
Thank you.
All right, let's see. I want to give you a taste of Ronald Ferguson, and this is his piece called I Don't Want to Be Played. I'd like to take you over to Detroit, Michigan. This is a dear, dear friend of mine. I have great respect for him as a man, as a family man, as an artist. He is just a special, special soul. This is John D. Green with his piece called Because of You.
Thank you.
All right. I want to thank everybody that came out to listen to the show live, to those that come back and check out the archives. I ask that as we spread the word for you, that you help spread the word for what we're doing here on Flava Radio and FlavaNews.com. Please go check out my dear friend and colleague, Raynell of Kryptonium Photos. You can find him at www.kryptonianphotos.com. That's Kryptonium Photos. You can also reach him at kryptoniumphotos@gmail.com. I want to thank everybody again for showing your support to the show, to all that we are doing here with Flava News, and all the things under the umbrella of Flava News. This is my passion. This is my life, and I love it, and I appreciate being a part of your world. The show is about to close out, so let me leave you with a piece by a dear artist out of Rome, Italy, jazz pianist Antonio Ferrar, and it's called Quiet. God bless and have a great day.